Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Senator Jerry Moran of the state of Kansas. Back with the senator after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Hi, this is Rob Botter with Stillwater Milling Company, and we think we have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
The Obama administration's Department of Labor wants to end the agricultural exemption for hired young people under the Fair Labor Standards Act. Any young person working 16 years of age or younger would be prohibited from a variety of enterprises on the farm or ranch. When it comes to livestock, it appears the Department of Labor's intent is to end any young person under the age of 16 years of age, unless it is your own son or daughter, from working with livestock, period, on the farm or ranch. According to the junior senator from the state of Kansas, Jerry Moran, it's not just some bureaucrat from the Department of Labor saying it's too dangerous for young people to work with livestock, period. It's also some bureaucrat that's got a leaning toward the Humane Society of the U.S. or similar groups wanting to put in place some animal rights dictates through this rule.
We're looking at those rules, and we've reached the conclusion that not only that there is some suggestion that it doesn't affect family members. If it's your family's farm, that you would not be affected by these proposed rules. We don't think that's true at all. And in fact, the Department of Labor is proposing the changing of a definition of what a family farm is. So even our own kids may not qualify. And here's what they're suggesting, or what they're requiring, is that the safety course be conducted by the Department of Labor, something we don't have an office in every county across our country. So we'd be waiting for the Department of Labor to provide a safety course when we already have in place 4-H extension, FFA, other opportunities that make a lot more sense to rural agriculture. And so one of the last things we need is any attack upon those kind of basic organizations that are important to us. Also, something troublesome about this Department of Labor, even if you get the safety permit, you are prevented. Even if you have gone through the course, you are prevented from working on the livestock side of agriculture if the activity has anything to do with inflicting harm to an animal. First of all, one would suggest that it's pretty much excluding anybody from being involved in livestock aspect of agriculture as a young person. But it's very troublesome to me that those words about inflicting harm upon an animal, that doesn't seem like it comes from the Department of Labor and concern about the safety of a young person. Seems more like we're getting the language of an animal rights kind of position into the Department of Labor's thought process as they develop these rules.
If you don't like what you're hearing, you've got till the 1st of December to comment back to the Department of Labor on this proposal. Details on how to comment on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.